couldn't connect before. It wasn't working, and Saturdays in Spain, people are so lazy. I have to go to the office, pick up the other modem and connect it. Great. You know in Spain what it is, a disaster. Just watch the World Cup of football.
Okay, well, now, can you see me okay?
Very well.
All right.
Look, today we have one page of Remates, print this PDF, this one, and then we can play the new lesson. This is here. Aquí está. Esto es. Describe the video and some PDF also. This one here. Or we can read, it's easy, we don't need to print it even, it's just so easy, look, this. Actually, you can print it later if you want.
Okay.
PDF, it says, Easy Remates 1.
Okay, so let's see, what do I got here? Oh, okay, now, Easy Remate Series 1.
Easy Remate, okay. That's right. That's the one, open that.
Okay.
Let's
see what's going on here. Is there okay, there's no exercise section on that.
Wait a moment, that's not the PDF.
Okay.
Wait a moment, that's not the PDF.
What's that?
That's a video, but we need the PDF before.
Oh, the PDF. Okay, you got a lot of... I'm not sure where the PDF is. There's all kinds...
Just go down with the scroll, and it says PDF. It says there.
That says Easy Remate Series 1 is at the bottom.
That's right, and then go up, and then you will see it.
And it says Coaching 39?
Up. The first part of the message, when you go from up to down, it says...
No, that's not a PDF.
Sports, then it says Video 1, Video 2, and then it says PDF, Easy Remates.
No, I'm still not saying that.
Just go up with the scroll.
Yeah.
I have it right here.
There's video one. It doesn't say PDF. Video two.
And then down.
Oh, PDF. Down. Okay. Finally, I found
that
it.
That is the one.
Okay. And
that's the one. And now open that. That's right. And then we have, tell me when you have it on the screen.
Okay. I've got it on the screen.
Great.
And it looks pretty complicated. Okay, and this is at the seventh position. Let's see, it's at the seventh position, but you mark finger three and... fret 3 and...
Here we have the fingerings to which it corresponds each of these examples. Mm-hmm. Every remate or ending has two examples, one ascendant...
Well, the number 7 does not indicate 7 position then. It's in the open position?
Which 7?
Well, there's the Roman numeral 7 there in red.
Roman numeral 7
at
means...
At the very beginning of the line.
That means 1, 2, 3. Yeah, no. That number 7 doesn't indicate the 7 position. No. That is just because it's 7 notes.
Okay.
The notes here contained are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 notes.
Okay.
So this is a 7 note remate, and the fingering is 3, which is with green. It's with green ink. So we have...
I'm having trouble with my little finger.
And then That's the eight, those are the eight tones.
And that's with the thumb. I play that with the thumb.
Okay,
let's see. Oh, it just went away. Now, there's no exercises on this. It just...
No, there are. There is example one.
I don't see that. And Easy Remate Series 1?
Easy Remate Series 1, click on Show More.
Show More.
And then we have it there.
I'm going to reload that.
At the way at the beginning, you have.
And look for Show More. Show More. Okay. Okay. Yes. I don't know what I did last time. Okay. Now, which exercise?
One.
Exercise one.
One, two, one, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. That is on beat
four.
Okay, now let's do with example two. Let's see if we can play it without going outside of the rhythm.
Okay, so what exercise is that then?
Two, number two.
Okay, I'm 29.
One, two, three, four. That's B7 and C.
Example one.
Yes. One.
I don't play the chord, just the remata.
Just the remata. Four. Two. Four. One, two, three.
Let me check on something here.
Yes.
Okay, three. Oh, I'm not getting... Okay, it's... Okay, I'm leaving off the F sharp.
That's right.
Okay. So, go back to beginning. And I'm supposed to do it on every three or every other three?
No, no, no. They understand. That's why we should ideally... play the chord that precedes this, C major. Why? Because the remate comes when this combination is going to the settling point, which is this is the basic point, the B is the rest chord, and that rest chord, to get there, we put the remate before. Therefore, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, and then that comes.
Okay.
That's the ending of the phrase. Therefore, the way to do it is that we do C and then ta ki ta ta ka ta ta. This one we do in beat one. Let's try that. 1, 2, 3. And then we play the phrase. Let's
okay,
start.
Well, no, and the question is, the next phrase comes in right on the next one, or do I skip a...
That's what I'm telling you. The space has two chords, C and B. When we have C after on the three of C, that's where the remate goes, not on the 3 of B. On the 3 of B doesn't go because we have two chords going
okay,
on.
So here, let me try this again.
Second last chord, penultimo, and this is the ultimo, the last chord.
Okay, let me ask you this. It's C on 1, the remate on 3, essentially on 3, after 3, and then on 1 again, it's B.
It's B, but
and
you
then
play
and then but
you're
hey
playing,
hey okay
the phrase before.
No, listen to what I'm saying and then tell me if I'm right or wrong. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so one is on C.
Yes.
And the remate is after 3.
That's right.
And then one is B seventh, and then yes. 3 is another remate.
No. Just once, because remember that the remate goes only on C.
Okay,
when
so then there's three, then there's a pause on that, and then I come back to C again.
That's right. That's easy. Let's try it.
Okay, so it would be like this. 1, 2, 3. Well,
and then
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. And then back 1, 2, 3. And then 1. So we go two measures on each one, with only one
right.
Remate.
1, 2, 3. And then
one.
Here we don't play until the next chord comes.
And the next chord comes on the next one, or is that what's...
Every chord comes only on beat one.
And it comes on, and we got a chord on every beat.
On every one.
Okay,
so
I think
one,
I understand.
This is one, it's easy. Bruce, try. Just put example one.
Okay.
Let's do it. It's easier than if you think. If you think about it, it seems complicated.
Okay.
But it's not.
So I'll go back to example one, right?
Yes. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 3, 4. That's not on faith. 2, 3, 4. The phrase where it goes through at the moment. 2, 3. That's why how we started. We started playing. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. We start playing that in the beat one. So we do 1, 2, 3. And then we play the phrase.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not very good at playing. The problem is I'm not really very good at playing the phrase yet.
No, but
it's going to take
the
time
to
smooth
it. Play it now without anything. Let me show you how you can do it. Look. Just play that tacky, that tacky, that tacky.
And I actually shift positions too, don't I? I'm playing open position here, and now I'm playing it like at the third position, second position.
No, where it says that? Look, in the page, that's why I sent you the PDF. In the PDF we have fingering 3, and now it says 3, 0, 2, 4, 0, 2, 0. It doesn't say that's what you're saying. It's the next line, this one.
Okay, I see.
When we have fingering 6, then we play with finger 2. If there is no finger indicated whatsoever, red pen means that the fingering is the same finger than the fret, so we don't change position. That we will do later, changing, because the third bar has has that.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. Third bar has that, what you're saying, but this one, no. This one doesn't have.
Okay. So I'll go back to example 1.
Yes. 3, 4, 2, 3, 4, 2, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4, 3, 4,
Okay.
One, two, three, four.
the second bar, same thing, seven notes. Instead of starting on C, we start on A. So we do. It's the same, but descending.
On B, right? You're ending up on B? You're doing?
Yes. That's right.
Okay, so
that's
it's not right. The same notes. It's actually a little different notes because we start with C.
No. The notes here are C, D, E, F, G, A, B. And here the notes are A, G, C, F sharp, E, D, C, B. It's the same notes, but in other order. Not that we start with the same one, but belong to the same note. Here we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7 notes. And these 7 notes are contained also in here. The point is that we have to end on B. Either we go up, that's B, or that's also
B. In both
B.
cases, we end with B, I guess.
That's right. But it's the same. It's the same. Mm-hmm. That's the same. Now, let's do it. Put example one, and again, same thing. After three, we do 1, 2, 3. Because your homework will be to learn it with the other fingerings, with fingering 6, with fingering 5, 2, 1, and 4. With the other fingerings, it also exists that here.
Okay, so on the way down, it's after B. It's B, and then...
So it ends up on B note for big chord, but the chord we play is C, not B. We play the first chord, 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
So that's the same, what you did before, the same thing, but now descend. That way we train one and a note. Let's try it. Right. Put example one after three.
Four.
Fingering one, so same thing on the other fingerings. You read it here with the fret and the fingers with red, and then that's it.
Okay. Should I try to check it? Okay. Should I try to incorporate the B seventh into it, or just leave that alone?
There is no time. The problem is that you do tarita ta tarita, and that's already off on the beat. So it's right before one. It's very unlikely that you can do pa ta 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 tam pam, and the chord. It's not necessary, really. Later we will do with two chords of this.
But it doesn't. Okay.
We will do that also, but first we need to go get that clear.
Sure.
Otherwise, if this is not exact on after beat three and finishing before one, it may be confusing. I don't want to confuse. I want to first do the simplest way, but right. And okay, then we implement the stuff. The other. Of course, we will play the chord, but not from beat one, because beat one is already in the ending. We need to play with what continues in the strumming, which will be index up from
okay,
the only
so,
one note thing.
So the last count on this, that B
that's,
is right before the next one.
That's
so,
right.
So it's
that's
like
why,
three and a
half. That's why the chord, it's unlikely to be played, it's not to
yeah
be played there. But we will play strumming after one and a half, which is the omit one variation.
Mm-hmm.
But that we explain next lesson, because we need to first cover this.
Okay.
And then we put the other, and then it will be no confusion. If I tell you everything right away, then it will be confusing.
Sure. Okay,
let's
so
do
I'll,
that next
I'll,
time,
con-
Bruce.
I'll continue with what we just did and then extend it to the other positions.
Yes.
Okay.
First that.
All right.
Un abrazo,
see you in 2 weeks.
Bruce.
Thank you.
Gracias. Thank you.